Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then saith he to his servants, The wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye into the highways, and as many as ye find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways, and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. Matthew 22:8-10. Those who were unworthy had rejected the invitation to the wedding. All are worthy to come unto God through Jesus Christ, but many will not. And some believed the things which were spoken, and some believed not. Acts 28:24. Oh, dear listener, are you among those who have been invited to the wedding and have not come? But God's wedding table will be furnished with guests. The king still sends his servants to go into every place with the invitation to attend the wedding feast. All that could be found were to be invited. No one was to be denied the invitation. Did not Jesus plead, Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus spoke to the woman who had been married 5 times, and even now was living with a man. Whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water, springing up into everlasting life. John 4:14. The invitation to the wedding feast of God must be heard by every ear and pondered by every heart. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Mark 16:15. The gospel of Christ is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Romans 1:16. The marriage feast is in the kingdom of God, where God is the host. What a privilege to be invited. Those who sit at this table become the beloved of God, called to be saints. Romans 1:7. A change of heart and a change of life awaits those who come to the feast. A peace of mind and a contentment of spirit is given to those who come. The death of the old man and the birth of the new man is the blessing of those who sit as guests in the kingdom of God. An offer to come to the kingdom of God is the greatest offering that has ever been made to the family of humanity. The guests of this feast are fed with bread and water that springs up unto life eternal. They sit at a table where darkness never falls and the sun never ceases to shine. The wedding feast of the king is an inheritance, incorruptible and undefiled, and that fadeth not away, reserved in heaven for you. 1 Peter 1:4. Only a fool would make light of such an invitation. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.